Come on, let's give it unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give it unto the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Please forgive me if I don't know who you are. I promise you I don't know who I am right now. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if I'll get to this or not. Okay? Because everything is beginning to look very blurry and very foggy. There is a blue haze of the Holy Ghost that is settling in this building. Come on, there is an anointing that is settling here. And your faces are getting very, very faint. Come on. Come on, folks. The miracle worker is here. The miracle worker is here. He's here. He's here. He's here. Can I just, I'm just going to stay right here for just a few moments, okay? Let's just stay right here. Come on, I don't want to read. I just want us to stay right here and wait. Because I don't want to miss him tonight, and I don't want you to miss him tonight, okay? I want to wait. There is a miracle that is waiting to happen. Come on, church, there is a miracle that's waiting to happen. The power of the Holy Ghost is surging through this house. Hallelujah, Jesus. When the power of a great big God can surge through you. Come on, whenever the power of the kingdom of heaven can surge through you, anything can happen at any given moment. There are some of you here, and you came with needs in your body. I believe you'll leave healed tonight. I believe you'll be different when this service is over. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. Hello, sir. You in the green looking suit? Come on, lift both hands for me, sir. Yes, sir, you. Just lift your hands. Come on, sir, coming down the very center of your heart. He's going to touch your body tonight. Even in the beating of your heart, sir, there will be a change in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see you on the backside of a field going, God, you have got to touch me. I know that you can touch me now in the name of Jesus Christ. I do thank you, Lord, oh God, for touching my elder. God, you breathe breath of life in that body. In the name of Jesus. God is not through with you. Get that. He is not done. He is not done. You have told the Lord. You said, God, if you're done with me, I'm ready. He ain't done, sir. Get that out of your mind. There is still yet some Bible studies to teach, some souls to win. My Lord and my God. I want to go here for just a few moments, okay? Let's go to the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. Come on, we'll get back to this, okay? You just keep going, sir. Everything's going to be all right. Your walking's going to get better. Your riding's going to get better. The bouncing on the tractor's going to be okay. Come on, you're not going to be as stiff as you've been. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do thank you, Lord. Genesis 18 and verse 17, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing that which I do? You know you have a walk with God when God said, shall I hide something from you? Amen. Come on, sister. You know you have a secret with the Lord whenever he says, I'm going to reveal to you. I'm going to talk to you. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him. For God to say that about a man, for I know him. For God to say that about a man of God, for I know him. I spent some time with him. I've met him at the sacrifice. I meet him before the sun comes up. I talk to him during the midnight hour. When he don't know which way to go, he looks to me. I know him. Oh, God. Can you feel that? My God, can you feel that surge in this house in the name of Jesus? That he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. If I get a chance, I just want to talk on the secrets of the Lord. Come on, there is a secret that God keeps with men. There is something that God does with man, and he talks to man, and he walks with man. Come on, church, he walks with every one of us. Just give him a hand clap of praise right as you're being seated. Come on, you can be seated. Whenever you look at the secrets, and God begins to reveal his secret, and then he begins to come in and says, hey, I'm wanting to do this and this and this with you. And then this is the way I look at the spirit of prophecy. It is a secret from God that is made known. And God is going, hey, I want to do this with you. And I'm going to heal you. And I'm going to make sure that you live out your days. And I'm going to take care of you. And I'm going to take care of your family. Why? God, why? He said, because I know him. I am in relationship with him. We are married together. Come on. There is something about God. Whenever we can come together and just worship right in the house of God, and everything begins to change, and everything really begins to turn. You know why? Because there is a secret with God, and God begins to open up things about the heart of man. And he said, this is what I want to do. I just want to heal. Oh, Jesus. Come on, sir, you begin to feel that virtue as it begins to flow in the name of Jesus. Mario Sotoria Kele Mondo Rojo Sandara Manduna. God, you let the virtue flow. Let it begin to saturate them. Let it begin to saturate their mind in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Reveal to your children, oh Lord, the things that you're about to do in this city. Oh God, reveal to this congregation, oh God, reveal to this man of God the things, oh Lord, you are going to do in this city, oh God, the things that you're going to do in this house of God. Oh God, reveal this secret, oh God. You know this man, God. He spent times with you in the name of Jesus, oh God. My God in heaven, oh Lord, open up the windows of heaven, oh Lord. Let us begin to see the glory of God. Let us feel your power, Lord. Let us step into that next dimension, oh Lord, right of your glory, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. He come to Abraham, and he told Abraham, he said, about the time of life, I'm going to visit Sarah. Whenever she thought it was over, whenever she whenever she said, I am too old, shall I have pleasure of my Lord? Let me tell Let me tell us something. Whenever we come to a place and we start saying, God, I am too old for your blessing, what we are really saying is, God, I am too old to be responsible for what you're going to give me. When God can trust you with a secret, when God can trust you with his word, when he can come in and sit down with you. Every time that you come in and pray and just sit down, there is something about Jesus. He just shows up and he said, I just want to touch you. I just want to heal you. Elder, your bones. He's going to touch your bones tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, oh Lord, for touching my elder tonight, God. Let him feel the virtue, Lord, coming into this body. In the name of Jesus. When we can walk in the secret place of the Most High, there is something about God. There is something about just getting close to him and just studying the word of God and just finding out who he really is. And God just starts revealing himself over and over and deeper and greater. Hello, young man in the white shirt. Come on, look at me, son. He's going to change your direction just not many days hence. It will change. You're going to see what the Holy Ghost is really going to do for you. You've been asking God, Lord, where am I going and what am I going to do? Son, he will start laying out the plan. God will begin to reveal the whole plan to you, son. Wait on God. I say wait on God. Do not make a step until you know that you've heard from the Lord. Hallelujah, God. I do thank you, Lord. Hello, Sister the Blue. Come on, stand on your feet for me, please. Hallelujah, Lord. Sis, there has been a weight that has been sitting here on your chest, and I see the Holy Ghost just pulling off the weight, and there was a breath of fresh air, and there was a clear direction, God, I've got to do this. But sis, there was a spirit of intercession, and it's there, and it ain't time to stop it. Let it roll, let it flow, and just let the Holy Ghost begin to work through you. Look, we are in a day and an hour. Now we need an intercessor. We need somebody who will lay on their face and cry, come on, and cry out to God. We have got to have somebody who will go into prayer and say, Lord, I am here. I come to do battle. Is you married, sis? Not yet? Hello? It won't be long. Praise God, watch what the Holy Ghost does. Hallelujah, God. How old are you, 19, 22? Hello, come on, just watch. Is you married? Okay. Bullshit, yes. See, it's good to have fun in church. Okay, it's always good to laugh, it really is. I'm going to laugh at you and I'm going to laugh at me. If you need a good laugh, just go home and look in the mirror. Change your world. But we need an intercessor. It's there, sis. Stir it up and step on into it in a time of intercession when you're coming out. Worship, because worship shuts the door. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Hello, sis, look at me. Coming down through your esophagus area, he's going to pull this open, and there's a texture of bread that's going to flow down right in the name of Jesus Christ. I do thank you, Lord. God, I praise you this day. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Sis, you really want to see it change? You ready to see something change? Praise him in a dance, and you just watch him start changing it. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. Come on, sis, praise him in a dance. Go ahead, chop, chop. Somebody help her. Come on, somebody help her.
There has been a fear. Sis, there has been a fear. He is moving the fear. Everything is going to be all right in the name of Jesus Christ. I do thank you, Lord. Yes, God. He'll talk, but we got to listen. He will reveal his secret, but we got to listen. We got to be in a place of prayer. We got to be in a place of worship. God is looking for somebody to talk to. Why do we want to limit God with our thoughts? I'm sorry. If you're going to dream, dream big. Direction, son, I see a question mark that is sitting over your head. God, what? He is going to order your steps, but you got to follow him. There are some that are trying to derail you. Son, do this. No, I'm going to prayer first. I'm going to prayer. You learn how to pray. Look, we got to know how to pray now. We all have our little Pentecostal two-step that we jump up and do. Oh, man, didn't we have church? But have we really praised him in a way that we never have? He wants to reveal a secret in us. He wants to talk to us. He wants to show us the things to come. There is a friend that you think that is your friend, sir, and he's stabbing you in the back, and you have to get away from this dude, and you know it. It's time you get your stuff and just get away from him. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. God, I thank you today, Lord. Stand on your feet, Brother Blagg. Come on, stand up, man. Praise God. God, I thank you, Lord. When they scheduled this heart thing, Lord, I'm asking you, God, to reach in and just touch this heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, you touch the heart sack. You cause it to beat. You cause him to breathe. You cause his mind to work. You cause his limbs to work. God, you are able to heal this heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. He just don't show up. He comes for a reason. He comes to heal. He comes to bring deliverance. See, here is something about the secrets of the Lord, is that he will talk to you. I've had God to come in and just talk to me and go, shh. 22, 23 years ago, he began to talk. And he said, nobody can ever know. This is between me and you. I hadn't even been able to share it with my wife. There are some things that I want to share, but I can't because it is a trust issue with God. He wants to reveal in us the power of his glory. See, glory is not a far off place. It's the purpose of his grace. Lean up for me, sir. Right there. The Holy Ghost is going to touch your backbone this day. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. God, you touch every vertebra right now in the name of Jesus. Ha ha ha. Let it not hurt no more, oh God. You let these hips, God, hinge right in the name of Jesus. I do thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Can I take my time? The anointing is strong, okay? I promise you, it really is. And Brother Thomas McClain Tay, I take a deep breath and say I'm healed. Take one more. I'm healed. Take one more. Here it comes. Come on. We got to tap into his glory. We got to tap into his power. His glory, his way. It's going to change the situation on your job. Get up and walk and watch. Come on and watch him do it. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. I thank you today, oh God, for that mobility, oh Lord. You bring back the use of these legs right in the name of Jesus. I do thank you, Lord. Never can't and impossible is words that high achievers build on. When they say that it cannot happen, God is standing back going, I'll show you. Mary had a secret she wanted to share with Elizabeth, but God opened his mouth. Come on. Mary, Elizabeth, you may be bearing the forerunner, but I'm carrying the lamb. Oh, my God. Can I just have a good time? Come on. If you want to have a good time, go ahead. There are miracles that are spewed up in this floor. Come on. There is honey that is in this floor. It is everywhere. There is the power of God. It is everywhere in this house. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you need, get out of your seat and step into it. He is waiting for you to get up and really put your hand in his hand. He is waiting for you to really get up and say, hey, God, I need it. I need a miracle, Lord. I need the touch, Lord. I'm not going to sit down. Hey, Lord, I'm not going to quit worshiping until I get what I came for. Make up your mind. Come on, make up your mind. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. You're going to walk in the secrets of the Lord. You're going to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. They say, according to statistics, a hand clap lasts for 8 seconds, and then they stop. They stood a whole day. They marched a whole day. They never said a word. But on the seventh day, and on the seventh time around, I don't know about you, There is something about your voice that shakes the heavens. There's something about your voice that shakes the atmosphere of your adversary. But you got to open your mouth. Come on, you cannot sit still. There is a wall that is being around somebody this day. It is going to crumble. God is saying, tell me, what do you want? Tell me what you want me to do. I am here. I want to answer your petition. I want to heal you tonight. I want to deliver you tonight. I want to heal your finances tonight. I want to heal your family tonight. But you got to get out of your seat. There is a lady here. You are fighting depression. And if you hit this floor and praise him in a dance, he will deliver you tonight. There is an individual here. You have limited yourself by your words. Change your words. Change your vocabulary. Come on, say, I can. I'm going to make it through this, God. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to be cast down, God. I am going to be victorious. There is an individual here. Family is upside down. Praise him. Praise him. There is an elder here. Hey, you have a boy that is going astray. Praise him. And God, he will bring him back. I'm not going to be depressed anymore. I'm not going to be knocked down anymore. I'm not going to be stepped on anymore. I've got victory. I am not the victim. Say, I can. Do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm going to move my hand, and it's time to praise him in a dance. It is a celebration of what Jesus has already done. You ready? Go. There are times that you got to praise him before you see the victory. In the name of Jesus. Get your girlfriend right there, right by the hand. Come on over here, sis. Come on, put your hands. Why y'all quit worshiping for? You ain't got to stop. Come on. You can go watch the hay. Look, you can go watch it later. Come on. Come on, keep going. There is a wind of the Holy Ghost here. Come on, keep going. Don't stop. I do thank you, Lord, for that sweet retirement, God. You are going to bless. Lord, you will meet every need. You will heal. You will deliver in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. You're not coming to retirement and it's going to be the end. Hey, the end of the road. That ain't happening. I am to a point now. I'm ready to live. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I do thank you, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord. Ah, God, for that touch of your power, for that touch of your sweet glory tonight, God. Sis, it's changing. Come on, it's changing. It's changing. It's changing. Mando rokondo de bishinda rabo dore mala kanda de mando. Shola bakati le bohoria sende de monda rana da maya da mando. In the name of in the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. I praise you today. When God revealed the secrets of the bedchamber to the king of Assyria, if God did it for Elijah, there's no telling what God will do tonight for us. There are some of you in here, you have fought and fought and fought and fought. Come on. You are just about through this battle. You are just about there. Don't give up now. Don't throw in a towel now. Sis in the black, whenever you praise him, come on, Sister Beth. Whenever you step out in the aisle and praise him, he is going to change your way of thinking, sis. It's going to change in the name of Jesus. I do thank you, Lord. Masotoriki tere manda robo hosatarama. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Don't stop. Come on, don't stop. Don't stop. Sure, he has helped you this far, and he's not going to let you down. He's not going to give up on you. Look, he ain't going to push you aside. He is a God that is at hand. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you today, Lord. It's going to be all right. Come on. Hello, Elder in the blue shirt, black mask. Come on, look at me, sir. Coming from the base of your skull, coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 10th vertebra, sir, he's going to push this open. I mean, sir, he's going to push this over. And there is a freedom coming into your shoulders. You watch what Jesus Christ does. I do thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yes, God. Hello, sis in the red. He is coming. He is coming. He is coming. He is coming. The excuses are running out. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I praise you today, Lord. I praise you today, oh Lord. My soul be kept ala boho to totori ndi di mondo ramala kanda da mondo. Say it's done. Come on, say it's done. Come on, say it's done. Say it's done. Now speak to that spirit. It's done. You'll not torment me no more. You'll not come at my mind anymore. You'll not torment my mama no more. You'll not torment my family no more. Come on, it's done. Say it's done. Hello, sir. Coming out way across your stomach, Elder. Come on, I see the Holy Ghost just coming all the way across and in healing the muscles all the way across your stomach, Elder. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. My God, my God, my God, I touch my elder tonight, God. Begin to move in this household. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah tonight, God. I thank you for that touch, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Tell the world you can't have him. Tell them. Tell him you can't have him. He belongs in the house of God. Tell him. He's mine. I reared him up right in the house of God. You can't have him. This it'll not be many days right until he's back in the house of God worshiping the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hello, sir, in the stripes. Come on, look at me, sir. The pressure and the pressure and the pressure and the pressure. Someone's like, God, I feel like that. I'm in a pressure cooker. Lord, sir, he's going to remove the pressure. There is a clarity of mind coming, sir, in the name of Jesus. I do thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hello, sir. It's by no accident that you're here. He has kept you and he spared you. He spared you from leaving this life. Now it's time to give God what your best. Come on, sir. Come on. Go and pray for him, Brother Maine. Come on, sir. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hello, son, come on, look at me. All the finances will start falling in the place. Everything will start falling in the place the way that God designed it to. Because that's what you've been asking the Lord for. God, I need this and this and this and this. And, sir, you watch what Jesus Christ does. He is going to meet a need for you, son, that's going to blow your mind. In the name of Jesus, I do thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Say, ha-ha. Come on, say it, ha-ha. Say, I win, devil. Tell him, I win, devil. You didn't win. There was a spirit, sis, that said that you would cave under pressure. Hey, you are still here. We are made under pressure. Say, ha-ha. I'm going to make it. Ha-ha. Everything is moving in. Hey, it's moving in my favor. Ha-ha. Say, ha ha, I win.
I am forgiven. He has lead.
He's going to multiply. Hey, he's going to multiply the cattle. Praise him in a dance. Go ahead.
Your name is power. Your name is holy. My strong, strong wonderful name.
Whatever you need, step out and get it. Come on. Jesus is here to meet the need.
Jesus, wonderful name, glorious name.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Spirit of the living God, breathe on us today. Breathe in us today, in the name of Jesus.
Stronghold.